morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. And I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoding our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want. But I do encourage you to stick to the first question, the deepest one that seems to be on your mind right now. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And you could call right in right after the first break. And then we'll take phone calls for 45 minutes to the top of the hour. We have the up-and-coming, Survival Guide, 2012 Survival Guide Series 3 coming up. At the end of the month, we have a free telecast on May 22nd, and that's where we're going to be discussing the gold coin reading. So I said before that this time on the series, we're going to be discussing the results of the gold coin readings, the things that I found, our deepest fears, what's our biggest blocks, and then to change those, clear our history out, clear our fears out, and open up our now container, let's just say, become more human beings than human doings. And I'll start off by the free telecast on May 22nd. And again, that's where I'm going to give just an outline of what's going to be coming up with the classes, the things that I found through the goal readings, and what I continue to find through the goal readings. It just fascinates me how much we still hold those energies of blocks for money in particular. And these are really old. These are old, ancient blocks. But the beautiful news is that with the energies that are coming down and then continue to come down, we could release these. We could release and get a clean slate from karma and these old patterns that are ingrained in our energy field. They look like, I call them ancient artifacts within somebody's energy field. So we're going to take it, again, level by level, starting on Tuesday, May 29th. So all the classes, the description is going to be going up on the Internet. Wendy should be getting that up, my assistant, today. And this is going to be the following three at Tuesday. So that's May 29th. June 5th, and then June 12th from 8 to 9 p.m. The series is only $33 if you sign up for all three or each class. Sign up for one class, it's $15 a class. So this is part of the series that my guides encouraged me to start at the beginning of 2012, and we're going to go through the whole year here, probably every other month, and hit different subjects. And this is, again, your survival guide, how you can work with the energies that are coming down and going to continue to come down. And you could also purchase the other classes if you're just coming on and you're new to the Carrie O'Connor Show and my work. You can get those series that comes in an MP3. You get the work. You get the attunements. And the last one we did was open up your intuitive portals. And so you could, again, get all the work there. It's not too late to get those. And all the descriptions are on the Internet as far as the last class. We also have some Mini Lightstream Live coming up. And the next one coming up is on June 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. And this is where everyone is guaranteed a reading. So you could be in person or on the phone, and you're guaranteed a reading for yourself. Some people, if you couldn't call on the phone, we could arrange it where you could call in at your earliest convenience or later convenience, depending on where you're calling. And you could hang on the phone and listen to the readings, which a lot of people end up doing for at least a while because they get information and they learn a lot when they listen to other people's readings. Or you could hang up when you're done if that's, again, you're on the phone. So the next one is, again, June 29th, so you could reserve your seat for that in person or on the telephone. And the next gathering coming up is going to be on June 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. And this is where we gather all together on a Friday every other month, and this is, again, on person or on the telephone. And I talk to you about the different energetic shifts that I'm seeing that are happening on the earth, how they're affecting us individually, read you individually, seeing your energy field, what blocks are coming up with these energetic shifts, and then also we do a clearing. So everyone gets a mini reading during the gathering. And, again, you get a very good description of what's happening on what I call the earth grids, and then I read the universal grids because there's constantly, I read on three different levels. When I read your personal energy field, I'm reading what's going on with you. But you want to remember that we're all connected and everything is connected. We're connected to the earth energies. We're connected to the universal energies. And so where it's happening at all levels, all those three levels at all the time. So when I do the gathering, I read those three levels. I read what's going on the earth, how the energy is affecting every single inhabitant on the earth, and then also, again, the bringing in of the universal energy, the God force energy, the creator energy, and how that's affecting us too. So that's the gathering where it's information. You have a chance to ask questions if you want. A lot of people, they'll write questions that are coming up for them throughout the month, and they save it for the gathering, and then they ask what's going on. They like that they get a mini checkup reading. So that's, you could sign up for that one. And that next one is Friday, June 1st, in that 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And it's only $25 for a class. So that is really worth the money, too. You also have the How to Become More Intuitive class. This is a class that you could get by MP3, and it's only $7. And this is where I talk about the five clairs. There's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, all the different clairs, how to open up your portals, how to go in, all the answers are within. And a lot of times when we come here on Earth, we start looking at our first experience is looking outside of ourselves. When we really start going within ourselves, then you really start opening up your intuitive portals, in that you could, there's tools that you could work with that strengthen the intuitive muscle. It's like a muscle. The more you work with it, the more you're going to open up those portals. And the energies, again, that are coming down, I have more and more people talking to me that they're noticing their own intuition opening up. They're noticing the dreams. They're getting answers or messages through their dreams. They're noticing a lot of telepathic communication. I've been hearing that a lot the last couple of weeks. And so I talk about all of that, and that's how to become more intuitive. Again, only $7, and that's an MP3 that you get. And the gold coin readings I already brought up earlier, this is where everyone, they're only $40. And what I think it's about this year, at this time last year, my guide came in and showed me this gold coin, and then they put it in through it, and it went to somebody's energy field, and I saw how they instantly reacted to the gold coin, meaning unconscious, subconscious, conscious patterns that the individual has and how they react to it. And what I was surprised is how many people still hold blocks, and they are resisting money and within their life. And so, and if the energy field collapses, that's absolutely going to be affecting your life. And how each and every single one of us, where we hold it, why we hold it, is totally a different story with each individual. So I'm fascinated about these readings. These are just amazing to me. And I've worked with people that are writers of, like, the abundance classes, and they still have a little glitch in their energy field. So this is not a judgment. This is saying the energies that are coming down, when you identify your blocks, we're identifying them, then we're clearing them, because they give you these exercises, the attunements that I'm encouraging people to do, anywhere from 30 days to sometimes I tell people to do it for 60 days at least. And what we're doing is laying down new narrow pathways, literally within your physical body, within your brain, and within your etheric energy body. And these new pathways allow much more abundance. So it's not only about the blocks. The blocks, when we read them, we're clearing them. But those laying down the new pathways are very, very important. And we've had some amazing stories with people after they received a reading, where people that have been promised a job opening, and then they said that there's no more hiring because there's a freeze because of the economy. Then all of a sudden the person gets a promotion. And I've had stories where they're the only one that, within the company that gets the promotion. We've had stories where people have had been promised an inheritance by their parents and or grandparents, and that they kind of put it over their head and said, well, I'd like to give it to you, and they just were manipulating the people with it. And then all of a sudden they wake up, the parent or grandparent wakes up and says, I want to give you an inheritance early so you could work with the money and I could see you enjoy it versus waiting till I die. And so there's many, many different stories in the people that I'm hearing these responses, because they absolutely know that it was a direct result from after having the gold coin reading and in working with those attunements. Sometimes it was like literally the day after we did the attunement. So it's very exciting. So those are the money readings. You could read all about it on the website. I give a description of what's going on. Actually, we're creating a testimonial page there with the gold coin readings, because they're just, it's fascinating to me that as far as the money piece, because I see that's part of our biggest block. What money is energy, and we forget that money is literally energy. It's a form of energy, and what it buys us on this earth plane is experiences. But we have many, many charges, old charges that are in and around money. So when you identify the charge, it's clearing off that charge, clearing off that block, and allowing more flow and money in your life. So that's the money classes. And also, we are doing the remote readings, and this is where you don't have to sign up for an appointment. I'll read your energy remotely. You get a report. You get a CD of the report. And then and I also make notes. And I am all about empowerment. And so I always like to give different energy exercises that are for your body. I create many exercises. And when I do these are when I give you certain ones, they're directly for your body. What I'm reading would be very good for it. Then it's really up to you. I do what I can, clear and balance you, and then your energy goes back to the more you work with the tools, the more you'll feel the results, and the more you could work with it. So the energy keeps on spinning and balancing itself. So it's the session continues is what it is. When you work with the tools, you're continuing to get yourself in balance, continue to get yourself in that correct spin. Everything is about the spin, our cells spin, the planets spin around each other. And so when we're in that proper spin, where a lot of people get very wobbly, and then that wobbly energy causes blocks, dis-ease. And so when we get, again, into that spin and we get energetically what I call wider, where we're able to hold more of the energy and look at life differently. And all this is available for each and every single one of us. And it's never too late, especially with the energy stuff that I'm seeing coming down right now. We're going into being able to clear karma, get a clean slate for us to be able to really start directing our life force in a much more empowered way. So all those things are available for you. And we are, I'm going to be on Nicole, News for the Soul. I'm a frequent guest, so every at 4 o'clock today, News for the Soul. If you don't get called in today, we're coming back with open phone lines. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. Back in a few.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And I'm with you here to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819 to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds like a plan, and we will start the call-in show portion of the show, I should say, with Rose. She's calling in from Los Angeles, California. She has a question about her current job. So, Rose, welcome to the show. What's up?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So you're wondering about your job, Rose?
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Oh, I just want to see how long you see me at this, how much longer you see me at this job.
Okay. All right. The first thing that I'm seeing, the right side of your body, which I read as the future or energy coming up for yourself, and it's also connected to the male side of our energy field, looks like it's standing in front of a stop sign in front of August. And so there's definitely something that's going on from now to August with it. But it looks like energetically you're already looking for and have been looking for a door out, because I see you looking at this. It looks like a golden archway in your energy body. You could call part of your higher self is already standing there, and it seems like you're clearing out and getting ready to go to new places. Or sometimes it means staying in that place, but you're coming back as a different person. It's like when somebody starts clearing and really energetically holding a really strong posture, it's sometimes it could be going back to the same place. But the way you're putting it, it looks like over to the left means going to the place in the past. So have you already been applying to different places?
No, but I'm thinking about doing
okay.
It.
All right. Because what your energy shows me, I would have you review jobs that you have liked in the past, done in the past, something that same field in the past, because that's where I see you standing in that doorway, something that you could have gone into, and it was just like sometimes if the timing is kind of off, because when you pull me to the left, that is connected to the past. And again, you're standing in that golden archway, so that means golden archway, golden opportunities. And it can be connected to people in the past, but this seems like it's everything, connected to something that you've been doing in the past. But you're energetically, you're already starting to make movements. But what is interesting, when you're up at the stop sign in August, I'm not seeing you walking through a door, so it doesn't mean you necessarily are leaving there. It's just that your energy body is already planning on getting making moves out of there. And we do that all the time in a marriage, in a relationship, when things start to, when we don't get any more life force, that's what we're supposed to follow, is when we're not pulsing and spinning faster and faster, we are supposed to go to what makes us more, follow the light. What feels light for you is right for you now, is the mantra my guide said for all of us to follow, and to really tap into that feeling part and really emphasize the now, N-O-W, because things could shift all the time. So the biggest thing, again, look at the things that gave you joy, made you feel great, because that gold doorway that you stand in there is golden opportunities that you could have, again, had in the past. Sometimes it could be a matter of timing. That's what I keep on seeing, a clock. It was a timing thing for you. And just start, let your fingers do the walking, meaning starting to apply either through internet, see what's out there through the internet, through connections. And because when I see in December, you're standing right underneath that gold arch and you have a very big smile on your face. So from now, you could even say to the December, there's a lot of shifts, but you end up looking very happy there. Okay?
So do you think I just want to make sure I have it clear in my head. Do you think I missed an opportunity?
No. It's more of a timing. Sometimes where we go into an arena and we get more education, even life education experience, and then it's going back to something that really resonates with you. You know what I mean? Something that's more aligned with what makes you passionate and what makes you get out of work. And to me, this work is not work. To me, it's play. It's a passion of mine. It's an excitement. I don't even consider it a job, right? And so it's more along that lines versus you messed up, you know? Don't let your head or mind go that way, all right?
Okay.
Okay, very good. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rose, for calling into the Carrie O'Connor Show. That leaves a line open here at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to Arlington, Massachusetts. We have Bryn calling in, and he's still thinking about moving a little bit further forward, and maybe, Carrie, you have a little more help for him. So, Bryn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Benny. Thank you so much. Hi, Carrie. How
Hi,
you doing?
Bryn. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Good. Okay. My question is there any type of issue that I've addressed or that I haven't addressed in my on the path that I'm on that I either need to go deeper into to in order to move forward in my life? Is there something I haven't been, looking at or have looked at and I need to address it deeper in order to really move forward?
Okay. What I'm looking at with especially Bryn, I was in Ireland a couple weeks ago and saw this new energy landed that was, I've been watching it for actually since last, for years now, but it really entered our physical plane the summer solstice last year.
Sure.
And it literally landed, yep. And it's, and this Wednesday, it'd be 3 weeks ago Wednesday. And I happened to be at this healing gig with Stuart Wilde, and he saw the same exact thing. We both were in this room explaining it to different people, then we both heard each other. And so this energy is life affirming. It's really speeding things up. It's, the energy is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's bringing up a lot of any kind of residual issues or old issues. So the first thing that I'm seeing is more of a residual issue. So I know you've worked on it. It has to do with third chakra stuff and what I call the fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So it really goes back to as far as it's, we all have that is what I'm saying. The two biggest things that we have is fear of annihilation and also what I call right to life issues. And so that's entitlement, self-worth, unconscious, subconscious patterns, and when
like
I
deserving, right? Deserving things.
Yes, exactly, okay. exactly. Yeah. And it really has to do with fear of another thing goes into fear of death. You know what I mean? A death, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So when we're totally not afraid of dying, or really remind our energy body, and we could remind our parts of ourselves, but when we really click in to our energy fields, just 51% that our body, that we are infinite beings, that we can't die because we're part of the infinite self. When that releases old programming, and I'm talking about ancient old programming that we've been holding on for eons, and that's what this energy is allowing us to do, to get to that those parts of our energy field, to that whole those old artifacts that we've been holding on for, again, eons and eons. And so I'm seeing you releasing a residual energy that has to do that, that's affecting the right side in particular. So that would be the male side. That would be the coming up side. But I also see, and it's like taking in, which looks like a slight concave, like a fist mark in the third chakra over to the right side. And it looks like it has almost like meteorites. And so it's also a theme of whenever you feel out of place. Because I'm sure ever since you were younger, you felt like, where's my real family, or where do I belong? Like, where do I fit in?
Yeah,
where do I belong?
Kind of, yeah.
And so the great news is that I've been seeing with this energy pattern coming down is that those people that have felt that, where's my real home, or felt like they were even from another place or whatever, is this energy is having them really feel like it could ground at a deeper level. I have this pattern too. I remember when I was 3 looking out the window and like saying, where's my real family? And I've noticed the shifts in the last couple of weeks within my own field and what I'm seeing with clients and when I read like the earth grids and just the universal grids. So working really with that. And so the craters has to do with real deep sense of in that belonging that that we don't energetically hold back and contract our energy because we could feel, again, by ourselves or we don't belong. So it's a real sense of feeling connected, interconnected, and feeling that. It's opened up the sideways grids within our energy field. So for thousands of years we've been doing with the up-down thing, looking up in the sky, looking down at the earth, and now we're really opening up and spreading our collective wings. And so that's going to really be affecting you big time. And I just saw your whole lungs fill up, and they look like they turn into wings, like a butterfly wings, and that's it's releasing old grief too, surrounding those.
Yeah, that's what's been coming up. It's really interesting that you said this about the third chakra, because that's exactly what I was addressing with myself today. Because I've been doing EFT tapping, the EFT technique, and all these phrases about self-worth and all that came up. So you're right. What you're saying.
Yep, absolutely. And you working on that's great. I just heard my commercial. Thanks for calling, Bryn. And we'll be right back with your phone calls after a few minutes. Bye-bye, Bryn.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2127. 2011.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're taking your phone calls to the top of the hour. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we are going to go to the phone line. So, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Yeah, we'll turn around and we'll stay local here in the Seattle area. We have now Deborah calling in from Bellevue. She's following up with actually a reading she had with you back in October about an employment. I typed it on my screen here, but it's about employment. So sorry, I'm being all tongue twisted. So sorry, Deborah, welcome to the show. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you, Benny. Thank you, Carrie, for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I appreciate your show very, very much.
Thank you.
And I, you know, I'm grateful for all of the input that you give me. I pay close attention to it. And so I was going to call you 2 weeks ago as I was 4 weeks into a position. And I was going to call you 2 weeks ago and ask you how long it was going to last. Well, it dissolved. And so I'm finding myself currently in the last 10 days moving closer to today, which today I feel very ambitious and very self-assured in putting a letter together to present as basically as that old term called cold calling. I'm going to present myself to a particular business woman who has her own business and helps nonprofits and things that I'm interested in, and so I thought I would just put a broadcast letter together and send it off with all the dots and demonstrate my interest.
Okay,
and
excellent.
So
what I'm seeing,
so I was
Deborah,
basically
is
calling.
what it's, you're already, and this is what I love about what the energies of this year as they can continue to speed up. They're, you're already connected to that woman, because I just saw this big tube going from your crown chakra to her crown chakra. So think on an energetic level, you're already making yourself known, you know, and that it looks very positive because I'm seeing her receiving your energy. She's not pushing it away. And I love when you're talking about your energy feeling very self-assured, and your back is your shoulders are back. Your third chakra looks like a sun is coming through, and you're starting to show this posture of what I call mastery. When imagine just our arms symbolically up, like making a V. So we're taking in the universal God force energy. Your legs are symbolically 2 feet apart, so you're grounded in your whole center. Your core energy is getting wider and wider and wider. As I spoke in the beginning of the show, it's like a butterfly getting out of the cocoon. And we get wide, we could really, we hold a higher vibration, and then think of the higher vibration. We make manifest to make things happen. So on an energetic level, you're already putting yourself in front of that, and in that business, and more than, like I said to the first caller, you're inside the door of that business. So, and you're doing it, again, in a powered way. You're not doing it where some people do like a pit bull thing, or they look like a ram, where they're ramming their energy into it, and that's not a cool way. That's like infringing on people, but you're doing it in a very much way where I call it like an energetic high five. So you're, as we all learn that everything is energy, and it comes down to energy, and that there's always communication, even when we haven't even met people. There's energetic tubes that are connecting, and we're downloading each information. When we learn to work with it and to do it in, again, an empowered way, it's very, very important, because you're working with the energies. You're working to support and learn how to direct your life force that literally opens up doors job-wise in every single department. So I'm not surprised you're feeling that self-empowered energy, because you just went very wide on your bottom energy. And that's what with, and especially when I see the symbol of the sun in somebody's third chakra, is that gets us passion, excitement, and it's literally rewiring your second and first chakra. So as you're totally, your foundational energy is totally under construction, and really, and this taking this energy and doing a similar thing with Bryn was doing, your body saying, "Ah, oh, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free at last." And the more free we feel, the more we energetically aren't static, the more we literally make things happen. That's how we manifest. And I always say, simply, if we have a lot of static and contracting our energy fields, it makes things harder to manifest. The more we are clear, like a radio station, and the more we're directing the energy in a way that it's very balanced and it has symmetry, the more things happen. So, and I looked at your letter, and I'm holding your letter, and it has a pulse to it. And so that's a really, and it's a balanced pulse. So that's really good. People can feel that. People feel people's resumes. They feel it, whether they're aware of it or not. And so when something is alive and it has a pulse, again, people feel it, and they are drawn to it, because all of us on some level are looking for that symmetry, looking for that pulse, looking for that passion. So now is a great time for you to do that. And it's a great fit for you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You keep up the good work, Deborah. Yeah, you
too, hon. Bye-bye. Thank you, Deborah, for calling in to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Leaves another line open here at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We will now travel eastward to Tony. He's calling in from West St. Paul, Minnesota, land of the 10,000 lakes. I'm sure he's basking out in the sun on one of those lakes, so there's 9,999 of them to go. I'm jealous, but let's see what Tony has to say. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, Tony. What's up?
Thank you. Thank you. Again, a pleasure to talk to you again, Mr. O'Connor. We talked last year. Right about this time, I was just ending up a divorce. And during that time, it allowed me to, look back and see what's out there. I have some very good friends who supported me. You're a very, very nice young lady from your area out there, Mary Beth, who helped me approach the whole world in a whole different direction. So I'm ready to take that next turn. I want to know if there's anything you can see out there for me.
Mm-hmm. So have you? You mean entering into a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What I'm looking at is, Tony, in your heart, it's actually really beautiful. The heart, when I look at the heart energy, the chakra, when I watch the thymus opening up, the organ that's connected 4 inches above the heart, and it looks like it's spinning and it has a lot of pinks in it. And I'm like, seeing all these keys coming out of your heart. So energetically, you're in a really good position to what you're looking for is what I call the divine complement relationship, where you're seeing, sensing, and you'll feel that balance. And as I was saying to Deborah, energetically, we meet people before we physically go into a job, a relationship, we start connecting with people. And what you're doing, and I like when I say this, is you're putting a boundary or a strong line for yourself that you're looking for a certain vibration, looking for a certain fit, and that when I go into your heart energy, and when you follow your heart, there's like a knowing or just a relaxing, a surrendering that the fit is going to be a smooth fit, an easy fit. It's great that you took this time to really clear out some stuff and clear out the heart energy, because I'm seeing you really releasing a lot of tubes and cords that have to go around the heart. So actually, the person's like standing right in front of you. Is there something in June that somebody wants you to go to that's an event that you could be invited to that could even be a guest at a wedding, guest at an anniversary party or something like that? If it hasn't happened yet, just pay attention to those kind of invitations. It seems like, again, you're a guest, you go along, and the person could even be a friend of yours that they could say, hey, come with me to this thing. So I'm seeing a lot of invitations that look like the wedding anniversary kind of thing. Could be somebody's like golden birthday party or 50th birthday party, that kind of thing. They seem like they come a lot, and so I'm watching you spread your wings. I'm also seeing that it's not going to take long at all for you to step into this relationship that really has a solidness, because all of a sudden I saw you underneath this, it looked like this beautiful archway that you're standing in front of the person it's a committed relationship. Mm. Things happen very, very fast. If you look in the divine complement relationship, they can, because on an energetic level, there's a part where you've been connecting for a long time and things seem very, very smooth, and you're looking for that energy that's, again, like a perfect fit. But why it's perfect, going back to the heart and the thymus, is that you worked on filling in. Most people, when I look into their heart energy, it looks like they have a hole in the heart. So we look to fill our relationships. They're going to make us feel whole. And that's where all of us got it backwards, where we got to feel whole within ourselves, and then you pull in a person that has that hole. So you've done that work, Tony. So that's what you're stepping into, again, is that partnership that is I call it the divine complement relationship. Things happen, again, very, very fast. And it seems at first like there's a lot of, again, invitations. Busy, because I'm seeing you laughing. I see you weighing out which one do I want to go to, which one. You literally could have two events at one evening. And it's all very, very good. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you again.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too, Tony. Bye-bye.
We will. Thanks, Tony, and enjoy it out there in West St. Paul, Minnesota. It leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, let's take an early break, because that'll give us a chance to maybe grab another caller before we go.
Very good, Benny.
All right.
Talk in a few.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can Coaching Inquiry.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and we're with open phone lines, taking your phone calls to the top of the hour. And speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, we'll head down on to Tacoma. We have Teresa now calling in. She has a question about going back to school. Is it a good idea? Is it the right time? Let's check in. Teresa, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Kara. Yeah, that's basically my question, seeing if I'm going in the right direction here.
Okay. Going back to school?
Huh. Yeah.
Have you been putting it, because the first thing I'm looking at is your arm is up in the hand, your right arm in particular. Looks like you've been looking through this, like crystal ball. Have you been thinking about last 3 years, last 3 months? There's all a bunch of threes here with it.
I've been looking around for the past 3 years, yes.
Okay. All right. And then it looks like you're landing that ball. So all that means to me that's... what feels light for you is right for you. When I put school right into your heart opens up very beautifully. It has a lot of symmetry. It looks like you have those wings. And, again, there's something about the timing of schooling with you right now that actually is bringing a lot of rainbow colors. So all of that is really important. When somebody's doing something to the job or relationship, I put that energy right into the heart, and I watch how your heart, what energy patterns come out of your heart. And that means that there's a thing where you're going in and you're entering school in a perfect time for yourself is what the bottom line is. And that rainbow energy brings a lot of different colors in, and it really opens up your passion part. I'm seeing it looks like all of a sudden your lower chakras look like they're energetically pregnant. So that means expansion, a new self. Pregnancy is all about new ideas, passions, excitement. So changing, literally your foundational energy. So all those are really good signs for a thumbs up for school. So that's good. So your body's saying thumbs up, yes, go for it.
Oh, okay. Cool, because I'm going in a totally different direction into computers. I'm in the medical field now, so, yeah, cool.
That's absolutely cool. That's exactly what. And, you know, the old thing, when I heard my guide say, what feels light for you is right for you. Again, now they put N-O-W in big caps, and that's out of mind, out of emotion. And so when we could drop into our heart space that goes beyond mind and emotion and really feel out things, and we're here to be energetic beings where we could do very different things. And a lot of times we could talk ourselves out of it, or we convince we have to stay in a job because we got training. And that's not the way we're wired. We're wired as passionate beings that continuously want to take in new experiences. And so as we remember this and really, again, follow our heart and take the steps, and the way your heart's showing me is that this is a experience that is going to really feed you on many different levels in a very positive way. So good for you. Good for you for listening.
Okay,
and going for it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Teresa. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks,
Have a
Teresa.
Great day.
Yeah, very much so. And we'll finish today, I believe, up with Anne. She is calling in from Seattle, and she had a health question. She's always... Well, I shouldn't be speaking for her, but she's always seeing the glass half full, so maybe we can fill it up a little bit for her. So, Anne, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie. Something that I wanted to ask about is, as I'm looking at work and creating my life, I start to feel really good, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it just feels like it takes so much energy, and I become exhausted, and it physically just wears me out. Is there something going on that I'm not aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a whole, there's many studies that they say that deep inside of us, we're more afraid of success than we are of failure. And that's like a collective thing where failure is like, for us collectively, you gave it a try, you gave it a good old try, blah, blah, blah. And it's literally success means that we could be breaking out of a tribal energy. So I was watching your energy as you were talking, and I'm seeing you taking this step. And when it comes into, just imagine you under a doorway, and then you go through the doorway. And when you put 2 feet on this other side of a doorway, your energy looks, your legs in particular look like they get very, very thin. They look like, imagine like the legs of a 5 to 7 year old child. So this goes back to your foundational energy. And then it feels very, very shaky for you. And so then you want to go back into something that's, even if it's not comfortable, even if it feels like milk toast or we're just done with the experience or whatever, it's safer for the little child in us than it is to go out and feel something that's possibly new. And so, and this is a big thing for all of us, and to be able to have that foundational energy as we're going through and be able to support ourselves. So what you're working with is what I call the wounded child, where we all have that wounded child aspect within us where our foundation was cracked, that either at home or when we went out to the world that we felt not safe. And so we go back and we create all these defense mechanisms. So when you're showing me the legs going down to 6 to 7 years old, that was your energetic breaking point. And you're very, very sensitive, Anne, where you're very empathic and you're a very sensitive child. And so when your energy field looks like a psychic sponge, so you're pulling in and feeling out energies, people around you, situations, scenarios, even when you go into a place, you're feeling the energy out. Does it feel safe? Does it feel not? So this is a whole thing of really being able to energetically feel yourself feel safe. And it really goes back to a theme, if you really look at the core issues of what I call fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. And so when we delete those old programmings, ancient old programs that are in our energy field that are so, so deep that it has to do with, again, that we could be annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then remind our energy body that we can't be the angel having the human experience, or we are all part of God, Source, Creator, that infinite energy, and infinite has no, we cannot die physically, mentally, emotionally. So it really has to do with those kind of energies. That's why you could feel quickly depleted. And you also have in your left side of the energy field past things that have to do with surprise, betrayal, attack kind of energy. So you've, and especially in your mom's side of your energy, I'd have you in, review your generational patterns that a lot of times people in the United States right now, our grandparents or great-grandparents have experienced the depression. So in their energy field, even though they didn't physically go through that energy, that was a real twist and turn in the whole, you know, world at that time, where it felt like a betrayal. People lost money. People were jumping off the bridge, all that kind of stuff, or out of buildings. And there's a sense of, again, betrayal where they felt they were safe and secure and that their money was safe and secure, and all of a sudden there was a big thing. So a big twist. So your energy is very sensitive to when anything can shift subtly. That's why when people are particularly sensitive like you are, your energy goes into either fight or flight and contracts and then goes back into almost like it wants to go into a cave or a turtle going back into its shell. Or you're, and part of this is to be able to learn to say, okay, I have my energy. I have my, I'm pulling in. It's like, filtering out the energy that can feel like fight or flight. There's a very big difference between that fight and flight contracting energy and for us to be consolidated. When our energy is consolidated, we're strong and we're firm, and then we don't get all those old things triggered. So noticing that you have that exhaustion and that exhaustion, again, has to do with deep betrayal issues, and again, it feels like a surprise betrayal attack. And this could even start when we're a teacher in kindergarten wrongly accuses you for something else, and it just feels so deep. And you're, and it's not somebody that makes a big deal out of anything. When somebody's very sensitive, they are picking up on the communication that's going on, that's on an energetic level. And there is when I look at energy patterns, the physical communication that's going on is, like, let's even say generously 1% of the communication that's going on. There's all these energies that are going on that are communicating on many levels, and we all know it and feel it on some level, consciously or unconsciously. So this, the energies that are coming down right now and are going to be able to help you to be able to clear out that past, again, like all through your emotional body, and it looks like energetic cysts or clouds that get very gray. When you feel that or sense that, the energy contracts and it goes back to the pattern I was talking about. So I'd encourage you to take that 5 to 7-year-old in your heart and have her feel safe, have her feel comfortable, even visualize what kind of scene that she'd like. I just saw like a beanbag chair that you just went in and it was all pink and purple and it was very fluffy. And when you laid down in it, your whole body went, oh, so you could relax and you could feel like you could expand your energetic wings or go sideways without having to feel like you have to have these defense mechanisms, patterns that literally are blocks within our energy field. They look like tubes or sometimes they look like metal bands throughout the energy field. So you're clearing those out, having that 5-7-year-old feel safe, and again, have her bring her into the heart energy. Then you give birth to what I call the divine child, which is the part of us that knows that we are part of the God force energy, the divine creator energy, and that as being a piece of God source creator energy, that we are supported and soul supported, so supported. It's important for you to feel somebody and something has your back, and so visualize your angels around your back, and they have a pulsing energy, and feel, sense, imagine that pulsing energy that's supporting you, and feel like a new grounding cord. I have new energy exercises that talk about creating new grounding cords for everybody with the energies that are coming down. So you could email and ask for those, and that's for anybody. If you want the new grounding cord exercises, email union1111@yahoo.com and ask for those. And that, again, anybody could ask for those. And that would be very beneficial for you, and to get into an excellent energy practice that you really create those new grounding cords, feel again the support behind you, and that will help you stay in that posture of enthusiasm and passion, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Thanks,
Sam.
Have a great
day.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, Carrie, you know, we had one more caller sneak in. Do you think we can maybe get her on? Is that all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel calling in from also Tacoma. She's wondering if she can or is looking for a new job soon. So, Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I was hoping, I was wanting to know if that job that I am looking for is going to be a reality for me, right?
Okay.
Like in this year.
The first thing I'm seeing, Rachel, is that's blocking it is in your emotional body. You have this cloud that has the word doubt. Even when you said it was interesting in this, in a reality, because what I see is absolutely can be a reality, especially when it gets into the energies of now through September seem very important for you. And so the big thing that you're releasing is this, again, it's a cloud. Imagine a cloud going over the sun, and that sun represents you feeling totally supported that you, it's a worth issue, right? Because when I go into the third chakra,
right.
It looks like it's depleted. So you want to see yourself already in that job, see yourself already in the doorway and making those connections, and use as many your sight, your feeling, your taste buds, everything that you can imagine. Fill your feelings into the that you already have that job and bring it down to the reality. But the biggest again block has to do with more of feeling worth and depleted and all that kind of stuff. And so the job just represents. Is a symbol of worthiness, or going up to this next level of accepting worthiness. And so it absolutely can be in your reality. See it as in your reality. Imagine turning a channel like a TV station whenever you feel yourself going into doubt. And as you turn that channel, you're literally rotating your energy out of that fear, out of that doubt, out of old patterns. And then you're feeling yourself feeling that support energy. And similar to what I was saying to Anne, feel yourself supported, especially behind you, or even imagine yourself with wings on, like angel wings, and feel that those angel wings pulsing and supporting you. That will help clear out that fog, that cloud, okay? So go for
it. Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I've heard my cue, so we're signing off this week, and I'll see you next week, and may you align to the divine.
We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Internationally known, profound intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.